Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Either going down swinging or I'm joining the rest of the group. I, for the final week, will claim that this is the case unless something, because if they don't get it this week, I'm out. I'm done predicting it. This is the week that Patrick Mahomes finally hits Xavier Worthy deep in a game. It's happening. This is the time. It's been enough of this, like, tiptoeing around it seemingly for weeks. Whether it be Xavier Worthy not knowing where the sideline is, or the following week, Patrick Mahomes not knowing where the sideline is, or some of just the general misses near the end zone or this or that, they are going to have a pass of greater than 30 yards completed between the two of them this week. And honest to God, if it doesn't happen this week, I'm out. I'm done predicting it.
Okay.
I'm done saying it's on the doorstep, and I will accept that this is a team with zero deep passing game.
Did you bet the...
Zero deep passing game. I did.
Over
25 and a half yards. Depending on the book you go to, you can get it at minus 110. Some places you can get it at, you know, plus money.
I think take it in a heartbeat. I think I'm with you. I think this Sunday is the game that they finally get that connection. They've been trying. Hasn't quite happened because of the two of them, respectively.
Yeah.
But I think, yes, there's going to be a deep ball hit. I mean, 25 yards. You didn't even have to throw a deep ball. It could be like a little wheel route.
It's going to be
anything.
It's going to be a gain of 30 or more yards from the 913. Guess you'll just be joining the rest of us. Look, you're probably right. Some dreams I'm not willing to die on, because the problem with giving up on the they won't find a way to get the ball to Xavier Worthy deep, like legitimately just thinking it's not going to happen, is then they just don't have a deep passing game. We are eliminating the possibility that the Chiefs could ever have a deep passing game this year. And while that's not a shocker to this point, the Chiefs are the worst deep passing game in the league. Like, dead serious. They're the worst. Nobody's worse at getting the ball down the field than the Chiefs. And they were that last year, pretty much, for the majority of the year. So, like, we have, like, 18 consecutive months of the ball simply not traveling down the field. So it's easy to just be like, well, just give up, man. That thing ain't gonna happen. This is it. I've drawn my line in the sand. I am so convinced they are right on the precipice of finding a deep passing game that I'm predicting it will happen this week. But if it doesn't, I am happy, as the 913 pointed out, to join the rest of you.
I
will jump on board that it's just not going to happen.
I'm convinced that it's going to happen because they keep on trying it. You know, it's not like they've just given up.
No.
You know, they've tried. And I think it's only a matter of time. Even if it's not this week, I still think that there's going to be some point in the next couple weeks, very soon, where Mahomes won't overthrow Worthy. It won't be out of bounds.
Yeah.
Or Worthy will stay in bounds. Whatever the case is, that ball would... There's going to be a deep ball connection that is made from Xavier Worthy to Patrick Mahomes. And it's not like Xavier Worthy can't get open either. You know, he's creating separation. It's just that the ball either hasn't been placed right or Worthy loses where he's at on the sideline. It's just a little thing that has to be corrected.
It's really hard because, like, fundamentally, I do not think Patrick Mahomes is a bad deep ball passer because I've seen him do it. Like, I have in his career seen him be successful in the deep passing game. Brock Purdy led all quarterbacks last year in deep passing rate.
Of all quarterbacks,
Brock
yeah.
Purdy, dead serious. Deep passing rate last year, C.J. Stroud was number two. Tua was three. Dak Prescott was four. Trevor Lawrence was five.
Mm.
Jordan Love was six. So, I mean, these are quarterbacks who I do not watch and be like, man, they're just so much better at the deep passing game. Last year was easy. They had no deep threat. They had literally no speed to take the ball down the field. They now have a person. It's Xavier Worthy. But it just hasn't connected.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a physical ability thing. I think some of it is like being out of practice, right? He doesn't get to do it as much, so the passes aren't as good. He doesn't get to throw it all the time like he was with Tyreek Hill. I think some of it's certainly that. But like, I refuse to give up on it until this week. This is my end.
I don't want to say he's trying too hard sometimes either. Like, if he's not necessarily confident in it, or he's just lost the ability to really place it properly. But like, I think actually that might actually be what it is. What you said, he hasn't done it enough. In an in-game situation, it hasn't happened enough where. Not that he puts pressure on himself, but he knows this is the time to do it. This is the one chance I get to throw a deep ball. They don't do it often enough because they just don't have that personnel to try multiple times.
From the 816, any other quarterback with stats like Mahomes would have you not be calling him the best quarterback in the league. Mahomes is not and hasn't been the best quarterback in the league for 4 years, according to David in Kansas City.
4 years?
Like, I'm just going to have to disagree.
4 years ago, he threw 50 touchdowns, didn't he?
I would also point out that he has won the Super Bowl two consecutive years. And while he's right. This year and last year, if you just looked at any statistical quarterback, I would agree with you. This year and last year, no part of his statistics have suggested he's the best quarterback in the league. 3 years ago, he led the league in passing yardage and touchdowns. So, like... he's pretty good that year, probably. He had 41 touchdowns and 12 interceptions and 5,250 yards. 4 years ago, he had 4,839 yards and 37 touchdowns. So, like, yeah, I think it's probably fine. Like, if you say 2 years, you had me, David. You can make the argument that there's nothing about his statistical success over the last 2 years that would suggest he's the best quarterback in the NFL, except the whole he's undefeated in the playoffs and a two-time Super Bowl champion, which happens to be a relatively big stat. And his fourth down stats, his ability on third down, because if you want to ask me, like, what about this year's season does make you think Patrick Mahomes is still a top quarterback in the league? Which I don't know why anyone would be arguing, but if we're arguing for that sake, I would tell you that he is the most efficient quarterback, and they are the most efficient offense on third down in the NFL. That is a major stat for me. Huge stat. Because that leads to successful offenses. The fact that they are able to do that. Yeah, I know if you look on paper and you see 2,208 yards, 12 touchdowns and 9 picks, you're not blown away. But this isn't just Mahomes I would defend in this. Go look up Brock Purdy stats. I think Brock Purdy is playing top 7 quarterback, top 5 quarterback in the league right now. I think he's playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Seriously. Maybe not top 5, but top 7 to 8. His stats look a lot like Patrick Mahomes. I still think he's playing some of the best quarterback in the league. It just kind of depends. From the 816, Patton Worthy did connect on a deep shot to the Chargers this year. Worthy definitely is getting open. And I agree, it's not like it's happened a lot, but it's just, that's a long time ago, man. What was that Chargers game? Week 3?
Yeah, 4.
Week 4?
Week 4, because I think they played, who was it? It was
I can't be having Ravens, a deep Bengals, passing. Falcons, maybe? I can't know. Be having a deep pass get completed every 2.5 months. That was like Labor Day. It's got to be more recent than that.
David's negotiating with you. He said, okay, I'll accept 2 years now.
Okay. I'm glad. You know what? In fairness, once I pointed out the facts, yeah, I like this, David. There are too many people in this world who will not agree even when presented with facts. I presented you with a little bit of facts, and you're like, okay, fine. I'll give up on the four-year thing. I want to talk about the last 2 years.
So somebody texted in, and we talked about it last year a little bit. From the 816, soon as EB left, he's turned into a shell of himself. Nagy's ruined him in the offense. It's really interesting because I think looking at the offensive rankings, they're fine. they just do things in a different way. Obviously, it makes some sense. Yeah. A different coordinator, all that other stuff. In conversation, though, regarding Matt Nagy, who, according to some reports, has been, you know, as a guy maybe to watch in regards to the coaching carousel for next season, I don't know if it was you, Cody, or if it was Alex who has said, I don't know if I want Matt Nagy as the next head coach when Andy Reid retires.
Like, yeah, I'll tell you this much. I wouldn't be in a hurry.
Yeah, I want somebody else if I can. So I wonder if that, I know that you guys haven't gone as far as to say Eric Bieniemy leaving is what's causing Patrick Mahomes to play this way, or it's Matt Nagy's fault as much as it is. I'd be a little bit weary of Matt Nagy being the head coach because I know what this offense currently looks like, and I don't know if I like it as much. Maybe it's not because of Patrick Mahomes as much as some other external factors.
But I am willing to reserve the right to make my decision on Matt Nagy until they have a full complement of weapons. 2 years ago, their number one wide receiver coming into the season was Kadarius Toney. I don't care.
So you're saying,
I don't care who the offensive coordinator would have been. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
So next year they'll have Rashee Rice. Say they bring back D-Hop. They got DeAndre Hopkins. They'll have Xavier Worthy. Let's say they draft another wide receiver.
Yeah, that's a full compliment.
Four wide receivers and Travis Kelce you think is still hanging around.
I'll make a decision. Okay. I'll make a decision then. Like, I don't think the fears are unwarranted. I'm just saying I'm waiting to make a decision.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.